Glory to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Beloved in Christ, Advent is here, the first Sunday of the church year, and it is appropriate that we have the Gospel of Mark chapter 11 to capture the mood and this event. So what is Advent for us? It is a season of preparation where we look forward to Christmas, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in a manger, and we're going to celebrate it and remember it. But Advent is also for us Christians a comforting time, because it is a time where you look also to the second coming of the Lord. So in both sense, we have just come in and his arrival. So in this season, we put forward as Christians Easter to put the mood and the weight of this event. So it is right for us to have Palm Sunday going into Holy Week, where Jesus Christ enters Jerusalem from Mount of Olives, to capture this comfort for us that we have a king coming for us to save us. So we put forward and center Christ's death at the beginning of the church year, at the beginning of Advent. And Jesus Christ has a way for us to deliver this, the work of salvation that he's going to do. The way of the Lord, as Mark puts it, is the way he's going to come. For he comes on a colt, on our text, and is born in a manger. And when you look at both, we tend to think about it as a humble birth and a humble coming. But this is the way of the Lord. The way of the Lord for us then is what we need to capture, and we need to think about and prepare for this season, that we may think of him as king, for it is kind of difficult for us to think about a king in our world or on the side of salvation, on the side of the cross. But through this story, we get certainty that on a colt, the people of Jerusalem or Hebrews see things that we probably wouldn't see if we weren't as well catechized as them, for they knew their Bible, they knew the Old Testament. For when they see a man on a colt, they see someone royal. The man on the colt is a royal entrance. You may think of it as a colt or a mule, for in the Old Testament, King Solomon, son of David, enters this way on his way to his coronation. And Jesus Christ himself has prepared the same entrance for him, where he is going to declare himself Lord and King, and no one in this story that we have will make him more kingly or less kingly. It is not that the disciples would go grab a cloak after they untie this colt and bring it back to Mount Olives, where Jesus is going to depart from. They're going to put a cloak on it, for that is the way of the king to enter. And then the people in Jerusalem, the people who go before him and the people who comes after him, they also put a cloak and branches, for this is the way of the king. This is the way the king enters. But as these people see him, a man and a donkey, they see also a Messiah. The Messiah that they long awaited for. The Messiah that will deliver them from their sins. But like us, even though they were well catechized, they expect this Messiah who they would rather come on a horse instead of a donkey, for they expect the Lord Jesus Christ to take over the Romans and protect him from their oppression. But this is not the way of the Lord. On this side of salvation, On this side of the cross, when we look at this story, we'd rather see the Paschal Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And the reason is, these well-catechized people compelled to sing Hosanna and shouting out loud with great joy when the king enters Jerusalem, they sing a psalm that is familiar to them, and all of them could sing it. They sing Psalm 118, the psalm that they would sing after the Passover meal, the song, the hymn that they would sing before the Paschal Lamb is sacrificed in the temple's court. They will sing this. And if maybe they know, or maybe they don't, but whether they know or don't understand what they're doing, what we see on this side of salvation, for it is written for us so that we may believe that on this colt is the Paschal Lamb of God who's going to take away the sin of the world. So all of them sing, they take their branches and their leaves and they lay it in front of him. Jesus Christ enters. As he enters today, this place, and we will see him as a king. The king comes to protect and remove us from all the sins of the world, the sins that we have inherited from Adam and Eve, the sins that corrupts us, the sins that ruins us, the sins that lead us to temptation. He will come to protect us from all those. And we will prepare for it and remember what is coming for us. When Jesus enters this world as the incarnate God, he enters in a manger, and we think of it as humble, the Son of David born in a manger. When he enters Jerusalem, he enters on a donkey, and the prophet says, especially Zechariah, that this way of entry, a royal entry, is an entry with humility. Humility is something that we don't really get until we get it or understand it through Christ. Humility is what we think of. Maybe we could choose a donkey instead of a horse. Maybe we choose to be less assertive and quieter, but the humility of Christ is not that. The humility of Christ is taking things that are common sight in his days and even in our days. A donkey was indeed common, and then he gives us also things, common things for us to come to us in this new place, where here he brings the new Jerusalem that he brought you with water to be part of this kingdom, the kingdom of the Father David. And he brings common things like wine and bread to come to us to deliver the good gifts of this salvation that he's about to give. It is common because as he enters Jerusalem, this entry, we think of it as the entry to the court of the temple where he is going to be sacrificed. And he will be sacrificed on the cross. That's the path the Lord has to take, right? And the Lord, when he gets there, he puts all the glory of heaven and earth on that cross. Everything comes together so that we, on this side of the glory and the side of the cross, understand what people in the Old Testament awaited for a long time, for they will see the arrival of the Paschal Lamb on a donkey, and he will get to the cross. Luther puts it or captures it well when he talks about this humility that is Jesus's and becomes ours when we see it. Luther says, "But no man can be thoroughly humbled until he knows that his salvation is utterly beyond his own powers, devices, endeavors, will, and works, and depends on it entirely on the choice, not on his work, but of God alone." Jesus chose a colt to come to the glory that is on the cross, so that we may see that this is the greatest time of the history of the world, that this is the greatest moment for us as we are freed there, untied from our sins, as we see him, a man bound and delivered to Pilate, so that we can be unbound and freed from all our sins. And we may pray this when we pray during our daily lives. We may pray for protection. For who doesn't need protection from sin? Who doesn't need protection from temptation? Who doesn't need salvation from the decay that sin has caused us? When Jesus Christ fulfills his work on salvation, he promised that we will receive the resurrection and restoration that he has promised us. So we have to be honest on our humility, that we don't think that we can imitate the humility of Jesus Christ. We don't think that we can save ourselves from our sins. For if we do so, we may be proud of the work of salvation we cannot attain. For it is beyond our powers. The King, the Messiah, the Paschal Lamb of God, will enter Jerusalem and he will get to his cross. And this is his declaration for you and for all, that he will be Lord over us all. And his intention is this, that we will be saved from all our sins, that we will be forgiven for all the things that we have done, and we are forgiven from all the pride that we have as we prepare for his birth in a manger, and as we prepare for what's coming, his second coming, which could be any Sunday. For any Sunday, as you come here, could be our last. Any Sunday, here, we are given his humility. We come before him, and his humbleness become ours. And this is the only pride that we can have. The Lord Jesus Christ came on a donkey for us to be proud that our sins are forgiven through him, as he untied this colt, never ridden, never sat on, and you become a new person, born into a new life, a life of forgiveness, because the King is coming to forgive us. In the name of Jesus.